The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Nun He. Today's daf is being studied in the Shvat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Kuchen Ben Yadim. Rifuah Shirima. Miki Ben Jamie and Narifanado. Rifat Nefesh Rifat Guf. For Torke the Bargo Mechini Rasov Ramar Amen. Wa Am Nun He Amud Vishon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Sha'al Agrippas. Sar Sava, he was a general of the Goyim, of the Romans, et Rabban Gamliel. Keti betoratchem, ki Hashem Elohecha esh ochelahu el Kana. Kana is a jealous God. Klum et Kane, el hacham behacham, gibor begibor, ve'ashir be'ashir. These are usually people of the same species get jealous of each other. Hacham gets jealous of another Hacham like him. Gibor, a strong guy, gets jealous of another strong guy like him. Rich man to another rich man. But according to you, you say, no, that's nothing. So, Mechi HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets jealous. And the fact that he gets jealous means it's something. So, I'll give you a mashal to what this is analogous to. The Adam Shanasa Isha al Ishto. A guy married a second wife. Hashuvah memena en mitkanei abba. If the second wife is more hashuv than the first wife, she doesn't get angry at her. Because he understands, she's more hashuv. However, pechutah memena, but if she's less, mitkanei abba. Now, she's angry at her husband. That he came, and he comes to hate her as a result. He was trying to say, it's not, kana doesn't mean jealousy over here. Kana can also mean angry. Hashem, if the Avodah Zarah that they would go to is something greater than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they wouldn't get angry. So they left me, he took something better. I said, it's fine. And the fact that they leave God and they go take something that's less, that angers God against all the Avodah Zarah. You left something good. And you went to something that's junk, something that's worthless? Adrabah, the fact that he gets angry shows it's worthless. Not that he's jealous, not jealous. Kana doesn't mean jealousy. Part of his answer is kana is ka'as. He has an anger of revenge against her. Amar le'zunim. Rabbi Akiva, Zunim was a Jewish guy. He says like this. Libi, libi, yada, da'avodat kuchavim let ba'me meshasha. So I know my heart tells me that the Avodah Zarah has no credence, has no powers. They are kahazina, but we do see gavre de azle ki mitabere. A guy goes to the Beit Avodah Zarah when he has broken bones or he has a physical problem, a sickness. Ve'atu ki mitzamre. And when they come out of the Beit Avodah Zarah, they're healed. So I know it has no powers. But you see, it's got something because people are getting healed by this. My tama has it work. Amar lo emshol lechem mashal lema devar dome. I'll give you a mashal. The Adam le'eman shaya bi'ir. There was an honest man living in the city. Vechol b'ne'ilo ayu mafkidim etzlo shelo bi'adim. Everybody would give him their money to watch, him the money to watch without witnesses. They trusted him. They would give him thousands of dollars. And they didn't need witnesses that the money was given to him, because they trusted him. That when they come to ask for their money back, he'll give it back. One guy came, he didn't trust this guy. I don't trust this guy over here. Only with witnesses I'm giving him the money. So one time this guy, he gave the money over without witnesses. The guy who didn't trust him, he gave over to him money without witnesses. Amra lo ishto. So the wife of the one that has the money now says, Bo nikhperin. Let's go deny it now. When he comes back and asks us for our money, we'll teach him a lesson. He doesn't trust us. He doesn't trust us. He didn't use witnesses. Now we'll come show a lesson. We'll kofir. We'll deny we ever got the money. So it says, Amarna, v'chi mipnei shishoteh zeh asa shelo kehogen. Because this guy did wrong. Which means this guy, he gave us money without witnesses. He didn't trust us. So because he did wrong, As anu ne'abed et emunotenu, should we lose our reputation on account of this guy? Which means if we don't pay back this guy, we lose our reputation with everybody else. He did wrong. He made a mistake. So we should lose our reputation on account of him? Oh, it's the nimshal. Afkach, yisurin, when God sends yisurin to a person, affliction to a person, b'sha'a shemeshagirin otan, when God sends them from the Beit Din shel Ma'ala, ala Adam, mashbi'in otan, God makes the yisurin make a shivu'ah, shelo telchu ela b'yom ploni, that they leave on a specific day, velo tetsu ela b'yom ploni, which means they come down on a certain day, and they leave on a certain day. God gives the yisurin the dates. You start on this date and you finish on this date. And even the hour, God tells the yisurin when they leave. And God also says which doctor is going to be the doctor that's going to be the shaliach to remove the yisurin. And God already dictates which medicine is going to work. So all this already is programmed into the Yisurin when it's sent down. What happens? When the time of the sickness is supposed to leave, what did this guy happen to do? This guy went to the Beit Avodah Zarah to pray. The Yisurin say to themselves, Din hu shelo neteh. We should stay in the guy. Punish the guy more now. The guy is going to the Beit Avodah Zarah. Why should we leave? But then they, on the second thought, they say, "V'chim mipnei sheshoteh ze'o se shelo kehogen, anu ne'abed shivu'atenu." Because this guy is doing wrong, we should also do wrong. We gave God our word. We told God that we're going to leave on a certain date at a certain time. Coincidentally, this guy at that time happened to be in the Avodah Zarah. So it's not that Beit Avodah Zarah that healed him. He would have been healed anyway if he would have stayed home. Happens to be, he went to the Avodah Zarah coincidentally at that time, where it would have went away regardless. So the Yisurin say, what, should we not go away? Should we lose our trust that we gave to God because this guy is a fool? That's what Rabbi Yohanan said. What does it say in the Pasuk in the Devarim? V'cholayim ra'im v'ne'emanim. It says God is going to send upon the people sicknesses that are bad and ne'emanim. Ne'emanim is loyal. How does a sickness be loyal? It says ra'im mishlichotam. Yes, they're going to be sent down. They're ra'im when they come down their bed. However, ne'emanim mishvu'atam. But they're loyal that they keep their word to God. When God tells them, you stay this day, this time, this doctor, this medicine, ne'emanim. They follow the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amale Rabba Barav Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda. So he tells Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika bet avodat kuchavim ba'atrin. Listen. There is a bet avodat zara in our place, in our neighborhood. Dichi mitzterich alma limitra. That when the world needs rain, mitchazeh lehu behalma, this avodat kuchavim comes in a dream to those that worship it. Ve'amad lehu shachtu li gabra, slaughter me a person, bring me a human sacrifice, and the rain will come. And guess what? Sha'atu le gabra. So they slaughter a human to the Avodah Zarah, and the rain comes exactly like it predicted. So how do you explain this? The Avodah Zarah has no powers. How do you explain this? Amale hashta yama shachivna lo amru lechu hamilta. So it's a good thing he asked me the question, because if I would have died, you never would have heard this item. Because if you would have heard the pshat from Rav, he was the only one that heard the pshat. He says, good thing he asked me the question, because if I would have died, I would have died with this information. De'amar Rav, because Rav told me the answer. I dichtiv, talking about Avodah Zarah, again in Devarim, the pasuk refers to, it says, don't worship the heavenly bodies, the stars and the sun and the moon and all that stuff. It says, "Asher halak Hashem Elohecha otam lechol ha'amim." That Avodah Zarah that God bestowed to the nations of the world. Now, the word "halak" can mean bestowed, as if he gave those things to the Goyim to make Avodah Zarah from. But the word "halak" also means to trip, or to make a mistake. Melamed shehalikan bedevarim. Asher halak. That God causes the Avodah Zarah to cause its worshippers to make mistakes. God gives the Avodah Zarah powers on purpose, in order that the Goyim will say, ah, I see, God trips them up. Asher halak Hashem. God causes them to slip. Kedei letordam min ha'olam. In order to punish them, to take them out of the world. So adrabba, that's the test. When you see the Avodah Zarah sometimes works, we know that already. God says He's going to do that. Asher halak lahem. So the Goyim can say, look, see, they brought the rain. Keep on worshipping it. And you get more punishment. Therefore, you'll get more troubles. V'ayinu damar ish lakish. My dikti. What does it say in the Pasuk of Teilim? I'm sorry, in Mishle. Im laletzim, o yalitz. To the letzim, God acts in a way of a litz. L'anavim yitinchin. And to the humble people, God shows favor. Based on the way a person acts, that's the way God acts to them. Habalitameh putchim lo. God leads the person according to the road that he chooses. The guy comes to put tumah on himself, they give him opportunities. You want to make mistakes? God, he won't help him make the mistakes, but the doors are open for the guy to make a mistake. The person wants to come to metahir himself, he makes an effort to purify himself, God helps him. These are the Avodah Zarah. They go the Tameh. They want to go to Avodah Zarah. But I said, okay, you want to go this way? So the fact that it works is not an indication that it's right. It's a very important sort of life. What I'm telling you over here. Not always is success in a certain endeavor an indication that what you're doing is right. Because it could be Bane Tameh. Put him, you want to go this way? God says, good, you'll succeed this way, no problem. That's why you constantly have to scrutinize your ways to see if they're really right. Success is not the proof that it's right. Because it could be Bale Tameh. You're coming to be Mitameh, and therefore, put him, to the extent, the Tosfot has a question in Masechet Shabbat. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe Rabbeinu did certain things, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. And one of the things is he broke the luchot. Even though God didn't tell him to break the luchot, he separated from his wife. Even though God didn't say certain things he did on his own. So the Tosfot asks, who said that just because you don't see God punishing him, that he was right? Couldn't be balatameh potaymlo. So again, you see, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in the way he took, that doesn't excite the Tosafot, doesn't prove anything. Could be, he chose the wrong way. God says, good, well, if you go the wrong way, and then whatever Tosafot answers over there. But my point is that that's the basis of the Tosafot. No ra'aya that you just see nothing happened to Moshe after he threw the Zohot, or nothing happened. His punishment will come down, Tidlavo maybe. And God just goes with the person the way he chooses. Okay, so that's this Gemara. Very fundamental. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Okay, we're back to Yayin Nesek. Let's review what we learned till now. Yayin Nesek. Two laws here. Three laws, actually. What is Yayin Nesek? That's wine that they actually poured to the Avodah Zarah. That's Yayin Nesek. You know, you saw them pour the wine to the Avodah Zarah. That wine is Asur B'Hana'ah V'Dai. And you have a third item, that's called Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam, you don't know what they did with it. You don't know if they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they didn't worship it, Stam. Also Asubhanah. Then you have the third level, the Gezerav, the Hakamim, which is the wine of a Jew that a Goy touched. It's your wine. No, they touched it. Also Asu. Three levels, yeah? Our Mishnah's discussion over here is, at what stage do we call it Yayin to become Asur B'Hana'ah if a Goy touched it and was involved in it? What's considered the earliest stage of the process? Let's discuss that. I made one. They had, let's say, a board that was on a slant.
They put the grapes over there. They crushed the grapes with their feet. And now the juice would ooze down. And eventually, it would ooze down into like a filtered system where it would filter the pits and all that. And eventually would end up in a bor. The bor was like the well on the bottom that would receive the wine. It was cemented, so it would not absorb the wine. The wine wouldn't lose a drop. And then they would take it from the bor and put it into barrels. Now, part of the process is they would crush the grapes. And if they crush all the grapes, they take all the grapes and put it in a pile and put it on top of the tilted, slanted item. And they take a press, a piece of wood, and they smash the grapes again in that pile to get all the juice, whatever's remaining in there again. And that oozes down again. The Mishnah is going to say, until the wine gets into the bor, it's not considered yayin to be hayav stamyan. Even though he's touching it and he's doing it, whatever, at that stage, you don't have to worry. Only once it gets into the bor, and then the goy touched it, let's say, then already you're gonna have issues. But before that point, you're not gonna have an issue of yinam. So you know what I'm gonna say now? When is wine considered wine? That's really the question. Finish halacha. Lokhin gat bi'uta min ha'ovid kochavim. You're allowed to buy the wine that's in the gat. Gat is that first stage, the press, where they ba'ata, where they crush the grapes. Aval pi shehun notel biyado. Even though the goy himself touched the wine at that stage, he's notel biyado, because he takes the crushed grapes and he moves it up the gat to pile it up in order to press it with the wood. So even though he clearly touched it, his hands were involved in it, v'notel l'tapua, and he puts it in the gathering place. The tapua is the gathering place where he piles up all the grapes to press it a second time. V'eno osei yayinesech ad sheyered labor. Only after it oozes down into the bor, that's when it becomes yayinesech. So the peels float to the top of the bor and they skim it again. There's two sifting parts, the pulp and all that, but they skim it again. There's a couple of stages. When it oozes down, they have like pieces of wood there that filters it a little. Then when it goes to the board, whatever's left over floats to the top and they skim it. Once it goes to the board, then they already have an inyan of yayinis. So he says here, Behora azu melamedet ha-mishnah yotir mashadah mekadmuta. Af ima ovid kuchavim nagam b'mashkeh לאחר שנמשך כבר מהגר והוא מקלר לעבר הבור אין מגרו עושה את היין, which means even though he touched the wine in the beginning, he didn't touch the wine, his feet touched the wine, then he picks up his hands and he moves the grapes up the gat to press again. Even though he touched it, it's not wine. But once it gets into the bor, then already we have turat yayin, then yayin yayin nesk, and if he touched it, becomes asur. But again, whatever is still in the gut is mutar af b'shtiyah, even if the goy touched it. That's the rule. Yarad labor, mashe babor asur v'ashar mutar. Let's read Rashi. See the Mishnah. Gat bi'uta. Gat, the press. That's what it means, gat, the press. Okay, bi'uta, where they press. Sheba'ata v'darcha ovet kuchavim, where the goy presses it. שהוא נוטל עליו מתוך יין בעדשים של גת שקוראים מייש ונוטל לתפוח אסיפת גל, they make a pile הענבים שתעת הקורה that's under the press קרי תפוח, that pile of grapes they call it a תפוח וכסבה תל עדידן לא אבי יינסק עד שירד לבור, it doesn't become יינסק until the board. מה שבבור אסור אם נגע בו עבוד כוכבים אחר כן. Like if the goy touched it afterwards that was in the bor, then you had a problem. Bor, hayu osim lefnei agad v'kli natun sham lekabel hayayin. Good. V'yesh yitachin abor besi, they put limestone around the bor, v'hayayin mishtamer betocho. In order that the wine stays there, doesn't get absorbed into the walls. V'eno me'abed tipa. V'u bor seed. You heard in Pirkei Avot, bor seed she'eno me'abed tipa. You're comparing it to the boar seed, that's the boar of the wine. That's misuyad, so there's no loss. Okay. Now we get to another halakha. You're not allowed to work and get paid for something that's a subhana. You can't work for somebody that's doing something that's a subhana for you. So the question is now, can you help the goy make wine? Because he's going to pay you now for something that for you is asur bana. So the Gemara is going to say, it depends what stage you're working for him. So Mishnah says, durchim im ha'ovet kuchavim begat. As long as you're at the gat stage, where there's no yayin nesek at that stage, it's not considered wine yet for this, so therefore you can work. Now look at Rashi. Dorchim ha'ovet kuchavim begat. Ve'lo amina mishtaker b'isure hana'a ava. Right. You don't say that he's making a living from somebody that's asur b'hana'a. Why? Because we just said, at the stage of the gat, it's not yayin. So therefore you're not doing anything wrong. Can even drink it if he wants to at that point. Until it goes down to the board. Here's the problem. You're not allowed to cause tum'ah to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Rule. Can't cause tum'ah to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. How did the fruit become tameh? First of all, it has to become mukshar. It has to become wet. One of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids is yayin. Now, for hechsher, it's already considered yayin. So then what's going to happen? The goy's gat is tameh. When he presses it, the grapes become wet. Now the wetness prepares it for tum'ah. It touches the gat, becomes tameh. So how could you help the goy at the time of the press? You're promoting tum'ah to the fruits of Israel. Another problem. She says, "Mishum gorin tum'ah leka." That's right. The goy starts the process, which means once the goy touches it with his hands and puts it into the gat, it's tameh already. So therefore, you can only start helping him after that stage. You can't be the one that puts the grapes into the gat, because then you're going to be going into tumah. But once already the goy put it in the gat and he started the process, it's tameh ready. So you're not eating, you're not mosif tumah, it's tameh ready. That's what she says. Oh. Third problem. You're helping a sinner. Because you're helping the goy with tameh the fruits. And she says, Leka, Shavit Kribon, it's Tamilkach. The goy doesn't have a sivui on that. You're not helping a sinner. The goy doesn't have a sivui, not Tamitame, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. If it would be a Jew doing this, you might have a problem. But a goy is not a suit, therefore, at that stage, no problem.
It's not Tame at that
stage. It is Tame.
Not Tame, it's not for the food and Bahana at that stage.
No, we said in the God that's.
He's still going to go over and take the stuff out and put it somewhere.
Doesn't matter. Only the stuff in the board becomes.
Right, this is the
early stage. This is the way it was.
Treading.
Exactly, your treading stage. Now, but you can't help the goy pluck the grapes. Why can't you help him pluck the grapes? Nashi. Top line, Nashi. Amud bet. Nefi shenotnim begat teme'ah. Exactly. What do they do right after they pluck them? They put it in the gat. And it becomes mukshar for tumah. And the gat is tameh. So therefore, at the earliest stage, you can't start helping them, because you're going to end up putting it into the gat that's tameh. The gorim tumah, shenetinatan de gat leshem dirichai. You're putting it in the gat, what, for the sake of pressing them. Vedirichatan tetmeh. And the pressing is going to cause them to become tameh. Vekodem dirichah vaday lo mekabne tumah. Right. Before they press it, it's not tameh because they were not hukshav. They dry the grapes. The stama lo hukshiru bekamadana botzer legad hukshiru hainu heka de hukshar. Only talking about when they became hukshar, but now because what I saw the groom tumah lachonim be'ezir. Again, Same concept. So you can't go to the earliest stage. If the goy already is pressing, hey, could you come help me? I'll pay you $100. No, you help, no problem. It's tamei already. That was the problem. But you're working with somebody that's asur. It's not asur to me at this point. Okay, could you help me pluck them off the tree so we can come put them on the gat? And then I can't help you do that. Because then I'm going to my Israel. Now we have an Israel law. Yisrael shu'oseh betum'ah. Let's say you have a Jew. The Jew is pressing the grapes. And the Jew is pressing betum'ah. Lo dorchin velo bosin emo. Yeah, yeah, another issue. Number one, for sure, you cannot pluck the grapes with the Jew because you're going to cause tumat to the fruits. But you can't even help him. Even though he was with Tameth. Why can't you help the Jew? Because you're helping somebody that did an Avera. The Jew was not allowed to put the grapes in the press that was Tameh. So even though you say, I didn't put it in, it's Tameh already. But the fact that you're helping them now, after they became Tameh, you're Misayei Avera Avera. But the Goy wasn't Avera Avera. So you're allowed to help him. But the Jew, not. But you could help him bring empty barrels to the gat, to the press. And you could help him carry the full barrels of wine back from the press. Why? Because that's not over the Avera. That's not the time of the Avera. The damage is done, and the Avera was done. So now I'm not helping an over the Avera already. After he was metameh the grapes and the wine, now it's finished. So by me bringing empty barrels from the warehouse to go help him bring it, that's nothing to do with the Avera anymore. So you can help him at the later stage. Similarly, we have another halacha. Nachtom. What is Nachtom? Baker. Shua oseh betumah. Now, we're going to learn. Nachtom is the guy that makes the dough. So he's making his dough betumah. How do you make dough betumah? The bowl that he who needs it in is tameh. The second he pours the water on the flour, is makshir. The water is makshir the flour to receive tumah. So if you have a baker that makes his doughs betumah, lo lashin velo orchinimu, you cannot help him. Don't, because you go to him tumah, let's just say it again.
Everything or only food?
Why is it everything only food? This is food.
All the food is
not food. He's using a bowl that's tameh. So when he pours the flour in, nothing happened. You pour the water in, and now the water makes it a chshir. It's on the bowl that's tameh. So by you helping him, you're going to say, over the avera. It's an avera to make the chodin of Eretz Yisrael tameh. So by you helping him knead this dough, doesn't matter, but he's making an avera. You're not allowed to help people that are making. There's two points over here. Jewish baker. You're not allowed to help a guy that made a sin. He's involved making an avon over here. Well, I didn't do it, but you're helping the guy. So not only you're not allowed to knead the dough, the orchin, you can't shape it with him, you can't get involved anything with the dough. But you could bring the dough to the baker. There was two things. The palter is the one that bakes it. So if he says, do me a favor, I'll pay you to take this dough, go drop it to the palter's house so he can bake it. No problem. There's no avera at that point. The avera was done. I'm not mistaken about avera. The avera was done already at the time of the tumah. Rashi. Lo lashin velo orchin emo shekol ma'aseh arichazu ba'avera. Now, you're making the dough is ba'avera, le palter shofer et apat. But you can bring it to the palter that is baking the bread. Could you eat the bread? If you don't eat things betumah, then you can't eat the bread. For those people that don't eat the chodin betumah, they're zahir, they can't eat it. If a guy's not makbira, but the gorem tumah, that's already isur, according to this. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah, where it's in the Gemara starts. When is wine considered wine? So what did we say, when is wine considered wine?
Yeah, the boar.
The boar. Amar Abuna, Yayin, Kevan Chitil Himashech, Ose Yayin Nesech. Oh. He said, not when it gets to the boar, when it starts to trickle down from the top of the press to the bottom, if the goy touches it already there, so already it makes it Yayin Nesech. So that's much earlier. That's immediate. Once it starts to ooze from the grapes, The goy touches, he had a problem. It's called yayin. So he points out over here from the Rishonim, Ena kavana shem mashkin yashav yayin miyad, the second it comes out of the grapes, because like you mentioned, it still has pits in it and all peels in it and stuff. It's not because of the wine. Ena kavana shel achar aflada, after it filters for the first time before it goes into the bor, that's already it's considered yayin. It's got to have a filter. It's got to be filtered first.
It's filtration on the way.
After the filtration, which starts to ooze, that's considered yayin, but not immediately because it's all has all stuff in there. Tanan, so the Gemara asks an obvious question against Avuna. It's from our Mishnah. Lochin gat bi'uta min aved kochavim. You're allowed to take the wine from the gat, from the press, from a goy. Ve'af al pi. Shenotel biyado venotel the tapuah, even though the goy touched the grapes with his hand, and he put it on the tapuah. That's the pile that he repiles the grapes on top of the press again to press them again, and still tmutar, which means it sounds like even though it was oozing, and even though he touched it, whereas Avuna said the second it starts to ooze, even before it gets into the bor, it's a problem. As long as it's on the gat, the guy pressed it, he put the grapes up again, put them back up, pressed it again, no problem. Amar Avuna, vegat pikulka umle'a. It's talking about we plugged it up in our Mishnah. The gat is pikulka, pakuk. He corked it up. And therefore what? It will not go into the bor. It's staying into the gat itself. And he filled up the gat with anavim, so he's pressing it, so it won't not go into the bor.
When he presses it, doesn't even go down.
Doesn't go down.
Not even the.
Doesn't draw down. It stays in its spot.
Doesn't
move. It doesn't move. You have a gat like this. It's on a slant. He plugged it up. He fills up all grapes over here. So he presses and presses and presses, it just stays there. There's no room for it to even slide down or even move. Where did Avuna say it's a problem? When it starts sliding down the gat into the board, it becomes yayin. There's no sliding over here. You clogged it, you filled it up, you're just stepping on it, it becomes wine in its place. That's she. She'tchinim mashiach, look at that she. Shagat asuya b'madron, the gat is made on a slant. Once it starts to slide down from the top part to the lower part, it's called yayin. Pikuka shepakekot sinur. You plug the pipe al piya bor shelo yachol yireh. It can't go down. V'yaita kula mina anavi. So the whole thing was filled with grapes. V'lo nimshak by yayin. V'lo zaz mekomo. That's the key. They move. The place where it was squeezed, that's where it stood. Gemara has another question. Tashema, the eno osei yayin nesek ad sheyered labor. But the Mishnah says it doesn't become yayin nesek till it goes into the bor. It's mashma that any time before that mutar. Ravuna, you said not like that. Kabbalah says same answer, same case. The same story. You plugged it up. So until it goes to the board in that case, it's a problem. But until it gets to the board, it's not a problem because it didn't move yet. Yes, she. Hachinami begat pekamla. Vashmeina begat melea. En ba meshicha ad sheto pekak chavayin leheim vimeshichato miyad. Right, the hadush over there is that in that case we have it in the board, in the gat, the second you pull the plug, so now it starts to draw, that case is not as soon as it gets into the board. See, when it landed without moving, because the gat was plugged up and it's just resting in its place, now when you pull the plug, what happens? It starts to move down into the board, in that case as soon to the board.
It's considered touching it.
If the goy touched it, at that point it's going to be considered yayin. If he touched it, that's considered yayin now at that stage. But Ravuna, that the Mishnah's case, when talking on the board, was talking about it was pakuk, The goy unplugged it. Now it went into the board, and it'll become a soup. But before he unplugs it, it's not going to become a soup. Tashema, problem. Yarad labor mashibibor asur. Again, all statements from the thing. It went down to the boar. What's in the boar is asur. Vashiar mutar. And whatever did not go into the boar is mutar. What's the question? Nashi. Vashiar mutar. Problem is, what happens when you unplug? Starts to flow. So therefore, how could you tell me the sh'ar is mutar? The stuff that's in the gat moved. Correct? Once you unplug it, moved. So therefore, everything should become asur. Ma shebebor, ve ma shebegat. It goes from the gat and it flows. Sure. Once you unplug it, it starts to flow down into the bor. So you go, ma shebebor, asur. Ha'sha'ar mutar. Why sh'ar mutar? After all, it moved already. He says, Amar Ravuna la kashya. Kam b'mishna rishona. Kam b'mishna acharona. It all depends in which stage of the Mishnah you're talking about. There's the first law and there's the second law. Where do you see this? There's two gisaot. There was two texts over here. Netanya, b'rishona yomrim. Originally they used to say there were three laws regarding wine. Badad. What's the badad law? Number one, en botzrin im ha'oved kochavim begat. That we know, we learned that. You can't pluck the grapes with the goy in order to put them in the gat. She'asu negrom tum'ah lechonin shemeret Yisrael, to cause tum'ah to the fruit of Israel. Number two, ve'en durchin im Yisrael. You can't crush grapes with a Jew. She'oseh perotah betum'ah. You cannot help someone that's making a sin. When the Jew is doing it, he's making a sin. But you're allowed to crush the grapes with the goy in the gut, like we learned. Oh, and you see what? In Mishnah Rishonah, we weren't worried about Avuna. Because if it was asur at that point, you would not be allowed to get paid for wine that's asur. But Avuna says it becomes asur in the gat. But we see Mishnah Rishonah says you can help the goy because it's tameh already. So what's the only thing you're doing? You're helping the goy. And since it's not wine yet, it's not asur. So you see Mishnah Rishonah, Avuna's halakha doesn't apply. However, the hazru lomar. But they came and changed it, and they said, Debab. They changed the Nasher Tevot. What's Debab? Number one, En Dorchin, that's the Dalit. Im Ovid Kuchavim Begat. Why? Mishum de Ravuna. Because Ravuna says at the time of the Gat, it already is Asur. Because it starts to flow. And therefore it's considered Yayin. And therefore, according to Mishnah Aharonah, you're right. Initially, they didn't hold of Rav Huna. That's why the Mishnah said, only until it goes into the bor. And it didn't have a problem with on the God. I mean, if whatever's in the God remains mutar. Because they held that everything in the God is okay. But later on, they were hozed. And they said, no, not Mashiach begat is mutar. You can't even help the goy at the time of the God. Why? Because at the time of the God, because, and therefore, it's not pshat that what's ever left in the God is mutar. Really, what's ever left in the God is asur. Because Rabbuna's law, once it starts to slide down, it's asur.
What's that?
Correct. You cannot help a Jew either at that stage either because you have a double sin. He's been doing it betumah. ומוסיף עליו יסר שאף אין דורכים ממו. בצילה היא גרם תומן שמוסיף מועד לכל הגעת והגעת תמאה, ידי עובדי עבירה ופדשתי, אבל דורכים עובדי חיים נקים ונקמן נתמו ועובדי חיים ועובדי עבירה, הוא ולא שתם ירושלים, ולא חשיר דרב עונה. זה מסיר משום למשתקה בשתי עניים ושתינו משנהנו יין על שירי לבור. But later on we said it's a suit of that stage, because we're going to be all like רב עונה. And therefore there was two stages in the Mishnah. The part of the Mishnah that said, that השאר מותר, that was before we accepted רב עונה. And that was when we held you were allowed to help the goy at that stage, because we held it's not considered wine. But once we came to the conclusion that you can't help the goy at that stage, that means you're subscribing to Rav Huna's logic, that is considered yayin at that stage. Once it moves, therefore you cannot help him in the God itself, not because of tumah, because you're getting panasa from yayin that's asur to you. And therefore, you're not only what's in the bowl would be okay, but the sha'ar is not going to be mutar. The stuff that remained in the bowl is asur also, by the way. The bowl is asur, it went in. Once it slid down into the God, so it's going to be only mutar, you catch it.
It's plugged
before it falls.
If it's plugged,
right? Or you caught it when it still has its unfiltered stage, where it didn't separate at all from the dregs. Just finish the braita. Ve'em botsim im Yisrael she'oseh perotav betumah. Good, we know that you cannot botser. Pluck the grapes with a Jewish guy that's making it bitumah, because you're going to pluck the grapes to put it in the gat, and the gat is tameh, you're going to cause it to become tameh. Because you can't she'en durchim. Certainly you can't actually crush them, because by crushing the grapes you're going to make them tumah, you're not allowed to make the perot meisei bitumah. Aval, this is dabab. That's the bet. The third bet is, aval botsrim im oved kochavim begat. But you could botser with an oved kochavim begat shemutal legrom tumah lecholin shemeris Yisrael. Now it's saying clearly, but you can be botzer with a goy in the God because you're allowed to cause tum'ah to the cholin of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, "Le'achar hazaratam sovrim atanaim she'en isur legrom tum'ah leperot cholin shel enu Yehudi shem Eretz Yisrael." His grapes is no isur, but I can end the betzilaim isur legrom tum'ah. But a Jew there's a problem. So we that rule of gorim tum'ah only is by Jewish items. But not by goy items. So we retracted from that. So there was a double hazara over here. We were chozer from the shitav Rav Huna, which means originally we said there's no problem in the God. Now we're saying there is a problem in the God. And we're also retracting that while you're not allowed to help a Jew because you're going to be gorem tum'ah, you're allowed to help a goy. You're allowed to ואין בו עושים של משום דה גורם תומאו והפגעת ושפיר להשתה מותר לגורם תומאו לחולים. So why can't you help a Jew? You're allowed to be gorem. You're only allowed to help a goy, because there's no problem of goy stuff to go to Ma'abad Yisrael. Tevulim em l'truma. Ve'asur l'grom tum'al l'truma d'chtiv v'ani hini natat l'chem l'shadir l'umatai v'shit t'rumat l'chdum v'daber k'oshen t'rumkim t'likatam v'tamam v'siyad l'di'avera. But for a Jewish item where it says they have to keep the truma and all this stuff betara, they have an issue. But that issue of keeping the stuff betara doesn't apply to a goy. Therefore the goy, you can do whatever you want with the tumah ishad, that's not the issue. To make b'tzira, to put it in the ad, but you will not be allowed to crush with him. Because once you crush him with him, according to Rav Huna, at that stage the wine becomes asur, and therefore you're being ne'eneh from something that is asur to the Jew, meaning the wine itself is considered wine at the stage of the God. That's what the first law would be. En dorchin im oved kochavim begat. You can't crush with oved kochavim begat. Because at that stage, according to Rav Huna, that's wine. And therefore you're getting a hana'ah from getting paid for something that is a suit. Amen.